All across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And now, your host for today's program, Dale Throneberry.
Welcome to Veterans Radio. My name is Dale Throneberry. And on today's program, we're going to be talking with Jason Moon from warriorsongs.org. It's all about veteran music, written by veterans, produced by veterans, performed by veterans, and hopefully for your enjoyment today here on Veterans Radio. Before we get into talking with Jason, I need to make sure that we thank our sponsors. First of all, we've got Legal Help for Veterans, specializing in veterans' disability claims. Call Legal Help for Veterans at 800-693-4800. The National Veterans Business Development Council, better known as NVBDC, is the nation's leading third-party authority for certification of veteran-owned businesses. For more information, you can go to their website. That's nvbdc.org. The Eisenhower Center here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, specializes in treatment for veterans, first responders, athletes, anyone suffering from post-traumatic stress, TBI, or a closed head injury. Eisenhower Center is more than just a neurorehabilitation center. They are working to ensure that your outcome far exceeds your prognosis. So please contact the Eisenhower Center at 800-554-5543 or go to their website, eisenhowercenter.com, for more information. U.S. Wings, the manufacturer and distributor of the finest leather flight jackets in the world. They also manufacture and sell all kinds of military paraphernalia. Go to uswings.com for more information. And make sure that you register to win the giveaway jacket that U.S. Wings is providing to Veterans Radio that we give away during our last program of every month. That's our benefits program. And finally, we have the Charles S. Kettles VA Medical Center here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. All right, so let's get right into our program now. As I mentioned, we're going to be talking with Jason Moon of the warriorsongs.org. Just a brief background on the Warrior Songs is I wanted to just read their mission statement to you. It's a nonprofit organization committed to facilitating veterans' healing through music and the creative arts, and that's exactly what they do. Jason is an Army veteran, combat engineer, served in Iraq, had his own issues that he went through, and music was his savior. So let's get right into that interview right now. Jason, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I got to remind our audience that we did talk to Jason back in 2018 when a couple of the other albums came out, which were, where did I write that down? Here it is. If You Have to Ask and Women at War.
Yeah, If You Have to Ask was the first one, 2016, and it turned out a lot like me, white and male, because I didn't have a lot of resources, so I just reached for what was near me, and that was my community. We got some criticism, justly so. But luckily, we also got, with a lot of the criticism, we got some small offers to help. So we collaborated with an organization called Women Veterans Social Justice and created the first ever in the history of modern music collection of women veteran stories turned into a compilation CD, Women at War. And now it's 2018. And we turned our attention recently to Vietnam veterans on this recent release, The Last Thing We Ever Do.
Right, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you putting that together. For our audience sake, tell me what Warrior Songs does. How do you put together these musical CDs?
Well, I'm a combat engineer, so there's no firm answer. We achieve the goal by whatever means necessary. Two hard and fast rules. One, the veteran is always in control. So the veteran can get 99% of the process done, and they can say, I'm done. I don't want to participate, and the songwriter has to be prepared to receive that. We only had that happen a couple of times, but it is, the veteran is in complete control of the process at all times, and it has to be first-person testimony. But from there, we just take that, and if everyone's willing to play by those rules, oh, and the third rule is it's the songwriter split. In perpetuity, the songwriter and the veteran own the song together. Warrior Songs says no. Monetary interest in the song. They have to agree to a complete Nashville songwriting rule. So with those three rules in play, we just find the veterans who have a story that they need and want to tell. You know, we usually form a committee of people with experience. I form a three-person committee for Vietnam veterans who kind of help guide it. And then we match them with the songwriters. And it's really an amazing process. It's all about the truth. We've had on volume one, there was a veteran who unfortunately had to take the lives of two small children who were strapped with explosives. And he couldn't really speak about it outside of a certain circle, so he painted a painting. And the artist, the songwriter went from there. Other times it's a poem, but sometimes it's a full sitting down. And you know, a lot of these people have formed friendships. They sit down and they work together on a song. Most of our songwriters are civilians, and it's because we want to translate the experience, you know, so that civilians can understand it. A large part of this project is getting the truth that all of us veterans carry, oftentimes secretly inside, all the pain and the suffering, getting it out, getting it off of our individual shoulders and onto the collective shoulders of our society, and we do that through these songs.
I think that's really important. I detriment to civilians, but most of them really don't quite understand what it is that you do when you're in the service, especially if you're deployed to some dangerous place. And, you know, you do come home with the baggage. I think that society is doing a much better job now as far as trying to help veterans transition into, you know, civilian life. And there's all kinds of programs, so many great nonprofit organizations out there that are helping and are there, but it still takes the veteran to reach out to those organizations. And I think that was one of my questions to you. How do you find these people? Do they reach out to you? Does a veteran reach out, or you hear a story and then somebody goes out and approaches the veteran?
It started out, you know, I would just run into them in my outreach. I travel the country doing outreach and a presentation called Seven Things Never to Say to a Veteran, where we talk about how civilians can complicate our reintegration with the ignorant things they sometimes ask us. But now we also give all of our CDs away for free to veterans and all of our services away for free. So 10 years into that, we are just really have a lot of veterans that we've worked with. I've worked with probably 50,000 veterans in the last 10 years. When I hear a story or from a veteran that's just, you know, something that I didn't know or I want to know more about that, you know, because I was a combat engineer in Iraq. I don't have every veteran experience. But when I hear one that's, like, compelling and it really isn't in the common, you know, vernacular of stories and experiences, that's when we'll select that song and we just kind of hold it. And then as I travel and work in studios and perform with people, I just run into musicians. It's ever increasing now, and then we'll find someone and we'll just suggest a match. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but that's generally how we do it. We just run into them.
So this particular album, this is the one that we need to talk about, is focusing on Vietnam veterans. And why did you decide to focus on these old guys?
yeah, you old guys. Well, you had a rough time of it, and when I got home, you know, things were changing for the better, and a large part of that was due to, you know, the Vietnam veterans taking the brunt of suffering when we got home. After my suicide attempt, the first time I was in a group of veterans was at a soldier's heart retreat shortly after that suicide attempt, and it was three Vietnam veterans, and I had been carrying all this shame and guilt of just suffering with PTSD in silence. I thought I was weak and a bad soldier and the only human being in the whole world, because I just self-isolated and I got out of the National Guard the moment I got home. I just never looked back. And here I am sitting with these three old crusty Vietnam vets, and I start talking about how I get up and check the door every night. And they just start laughing. They're just laughing, and they're like, oh, Rick here, he built a bunker in 92. We had to go in, and, you know, it just instantly normalized everything. So mm-hmm. I always wanted to honor, you know, not just those three, but the Vietnam Veterans of American motto, never again will one generation of veterans turn their back on another. And the Vietnam veterans really came forward to help the next generation of veterans, to make sure, advocating for us, you know, just saying it's okay to have PTSD, it's okay to not be okay. And we were, you know, we had a choice after Volume 1. Women have kind of been overlooked for all of human history.
Right.
And Vietnam veterans were going to be leaving us very soon, you know, as some of them transition into end of life. So we made the call that the women CD should be prioritized. But then immediately, we have 11 volumes scheduled up. The next volume, we wanted to get this wisdom. And the main reason was, I figured, I've struggled through PTSD, and I've had relapses since I got better, so I know it takes, you know, a whole lifetime. Anyone who's still standing had to find a way. You know, if you're a Vietnam vet and you took the substance abuse, you don't live through 30 years of heroin abuse. Mm-hmm. You know, those people are mostly all gone, the people that succumb to the long way PTSD can kill you and the short way it can kill you, suicide and homelessness and drug abuse and prison and jail and all the places you go if you don't feel it. So any Vietnam veteran who's still here today had to find some way to live a life with it, you know, to live with it. And there's a wisdom there, and we could capture it, hopefully, and share it with future generations as kind of a path. So that just like we do in the military, once the mine feels cleared, we don't make the next person clear it again. Mm-hmm. Mark it. So this is the way. And that's why the CD focused so much on the different ways that veterans have healed and found release, because that's what we wanted to know. How did you do it? How are you still smiling after everything you saw at your age? How'd you get there with a smile on your face? Because it's hard to smile some days.
It is, and you don't need to go through. I mean, we talk a lot about post-traumatic stress. We've dropped the D officially here on Veterans Radio because the connotation in there is that it's a disease that you get. And it's not, you know, it's not a mental gymnastics that you have to go through sometimes to, you know, live with some of the things that you've seen, some of the things that you might have done, you know, the guilt that comes in there, you know, the survivor's guilt, everything else that is, you know, is on the list of post-traumatic symptoms. And so I want to talk a little bit about your music and how you got involved in these things. And we're talking here with Jason Moon about their new album out about for Vietnam veterans. And it's kind of cool. It starts off with a song called Conscription. And for all of you that are out there, you that were from that era up until I think it was 69 or so when they eliminated the draft, we all lived with the fear of your number being called. And so what I'm going to do is I wanted to play just a brief portion of that, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about that more with Jason. So here's the song.
I turned 18, I signed the card, as U.S. law requires. Seems like the wait's forever, my nerves are taut as wires. Will they reach my number from the birthday lottery? Waiting for the summons that says it's time for me. And will they call my name? When will I learn my fate? Will I come home again? Oh, conscription.
All right, so that was Conscription. And let's talk about, tell me about the person that motivated that song.
That was a good friend of mine, John Zutz, a Milwaukee veteran and fellow combat engineer. And he actually helped found Warrior Songs back in the day. And I wanted to honor him. He'd been off the board for a while. And so I set him up with Madison, Wisconsin songwriter Lisa Johnson, who had written for Volume 2 and is on our board of directors. And they came up with this song. It was based on John's poem, you know, and then they got a great Madison, Wisconsin group of veterans, Vets on Frets, who all graduated the Guitars for Vets program together, that wonderful organization, and they performed it on the CD. So that's the story. And it was so much of this was done during COVID that I was kind of out of the picture on some of these. But I know they went round and round, and eventually the Vets and Threats guys got in on the songwriting project, because mm-hmm. some of them were Vietnam veterans. The studio musicians who were going to record it were all Vietnam veterans. we felt for that first song, it was important to have. So every voice you hear on that first song is a veteran, just for that first one.
Okay. So the name of the album is The Last Thing We Ever Do, and lyrics that we probably shouted out loud anytime we, you know, had some downtime and some adult beverages, probably. And yeah, so I really enjoyed that song as well. Tell me a little bit about, you asked me to pick out some that I really enjoyed. One was the Disquieted Mind.
This Disquieted Mind, that song still makes me cry, that line. I've been told welcome home, but I don't remember where to go. It's so true for me. So this was a really special song. When I recovered from my suicide attempt, the major thing that helped me was the Soldier's Heart Retreat by Dr. Ed Tick, author of War and the Soul. Ed Tick had also helped Steve Gunn, who is the testimony giver of that song, the Vietnam veteran. And he's gone on to do amazing things helping other veterans. And so I set him up with Jeff Mitchell. And I gave Jeff, he's a Milwaukee songwriter, brilliant Milwaukee songwriter, and I gave him the task. He's first, read all of Ed's books, then read all of Steve's poetry, and then write a song that both honors Steve's journey but recognizes, you know, the moral injury. So he just did a fantastic job of just really getting into that. You know, that's what happened. I get disquieted mind. I think it's a great way to describe PTSD. You know, it's just full of pain and moral injury. And how do you process that? What do you do with it?
So, well, let's take a listen to the song Disquieted Mind here and come back. We'll talk a little bit more about that.
I don't know how to make this right, but I'll try. And every morning when I wake, I'll try. I've been wrong so many times and walked a crooked line, but I'll try. I'll try. My brother said, keep driving. This don't mean nothing to you. Moving through our separate gravities and the vertigo of the truth. I did not look back to study your face and all that we were leaving behind. But now I see you and I know what we've done, for I have a disquieted mind. I swear I tried, but I got nothing to brag about. Since I wrapped a wound to my brothers as we burned your reality down. I would hold you blameless if you'd only want me gone. But I was cold and you've been kind. You have kept me warm. And I'm not home, and I'll never be home again. But I'll take off my shoes and sleep on your floor if you'll let me in. And I could never blame you if you wanna send me back where I'm from. But if you let me stay here, I could build you something out of my love. Take it or leave it, it's a trivial gift. But there's a thing that I'm building from silence and a hammer that cracks in the wind. Time occupation to bring this wreck to amends. When it's plumb and square, I will imagine you there, though I may never see you again. I've been told, welcome home. I don't remember where to go. I'll follow you if you know.
I've been told, welcome home.
If you know,
if you gave me diamonds as numerous as the ripples in the Mekong, it would not match the gift of your listening to the outpouring of this soldier's heart.
So we're talking with Jason Moon, and the music that you just heard was a song called Disquieted Mind from the new album from Warrior Songs called Last Thing We Ever Do. Wow. That's one of those emotional songs that I can certainly understand why every time you listen to it, it just kind of wells up in you.
It speaks to my experience coming home, and then the profundity of that it is not about me, and yet I find so much relatable to it. That's the genius of this thing, because the more things change, the more they stay the same, and the pain caused by all this war and the harm it can do to the human spirit and the mind, really, what you called your weapon or how you ate your food or what the rain felt like, becomes incidental to the pain and the disquiet, the lack of peace. I mean, we all as veterans who suffer know that. So it's just, for me, it was very powerful.
Well, I did want to let our audience know that not all of these songs are depressing. Let's put it that way. They're telling amazing stories and emotional stories. And even the ones, some of the melodies can be a little bit, but obviously they're talking about very serious topics. And some of the other ones, I thought one of the ones that I really liked was Lookout Sam.
Oh, that was, this one was amazing. And it played into the title too, because he mentioned that we all sang, we got to get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do is obviously the next line. So that was Doug Bradley. Originally, we actually had Country Joe McDonald involved in this song.
Okay.
COVID, he was old. He retired during COVID, and so that was a shame. But Doug Bradley wrote the 2015 Rolling Stone Rock and Roll Book of the Year, We Gotta Get Out of This Place, the soundtrack of Vietnam. And so I thought, what an amazing thing. We use music to heal. Let's get the guy who literally, quote-unquote, wrote the book on the Vietnam music. So I put him with Jake Brokey of American Beatbag, who was actually going to originally write a song about Harley Davidson and motorcycle veterans, but the COVID, we couldn't get the group together. That was the group writing song. So we paired him with Doug, and they came up with this amazing song. And it's all about how the music, how it helped downrange. And it's just so powerful, because now when we get back, we use it. It's a song about a song.
Right. We had the privilege of talking with Doug Bradley on Veterans Radio when his book came out. Obviously the music of our era is something that we play quite often for bridges and so on and so forth. And I've been constantly asking your generation of veterans, give me music. How can I attract your generation to our program? I start sounding like my parents and my grandparents. I don't understand this stuff. What is that?
One of the things that's different, very different now, is the multiple ways that music can get to a person. I think there was a narrower band of radio stations that everyone was listening to back in Vietnam, where now there's like so many different ways. So I never felt like there was a really soundtrack of Iraq. There was no Dispatches the General, I guess, would be the closest thing.
Yeah, that would. Who was that? There was a group out there that we talked to a long time ago. Something Four, and I can't remember what the rest of their name was. I'd have to go back into our archives and find it. But yeah, they were talking about the generals and so on and so forth. That was one of the songs we did have to edit.
But there wasn't a lot of mainstream music that got us, but from reading Doug's book is, you know, he's got that great passage where they're all betting that opening passage. It's a very great book. And so you realize that this music was an escape. And I played shows. I played comedy shows and I made music shows down in Iraq. And that's what everybody would say, you know, for that 4 hours that Specialist Moon is being goofy and singing his songs down here in the desert. I'm not hungry. I'm not tired. I'm not in Iraq for these 4 minutes. And so this song, I think, really gets to that, how like those little pieces of break from the monotony, that it, the entertainment, the music, it brought everybody together, and it gave you just a moment of respite to share in some humanity outside of the chaos.
Well, let's play a little bit of Lookout Sam, and we're going to take a break. So after you hear the music for Lookout Sam, you're going to hear our Medal of Honor segment. And when we come back, we're going to be talking again with Jason Moon all about his new album from Warrior Songs called Last Thing We Ever Do. So you're listening to Veterans Radio. We'll be right back.
Just a kid from the East Coast of PA. His daddy wore a long face from combat before. Now he's in line to serve some complicated war. Look out, Sam, they got us on the run. I've got a pen, you can keep the gun. Far from home, the war may come in space. And we all sing, we gotta get out of this place. Soon he would find himself with troops from different shores. Motown City to Hillbilly and Rock and Roll galore. Together in bloody battle and musical escape. Horror scenes and hot latrines, a day's bitter end. Albums, tapes, DJs played on the AFPN. Just for a while they would help you feel at home. Look out, Sam, we're staring down a gun. Running through the jungle that we can't outrun. Far from home, the music give us grace. And we all sing, we gotta get out of this place. Staring down a gun, running through the jungle that we can't outrun. Far from home, the music give us grace. And we all sing, we gotta get out of this place. Veteran memories can haunt a crack smile. Carry the centerpiece of healing harmony away from the turbulent and rock and rolling war. Yeah, watch it, Sam, look at what you've done. Pawning off your daughters and your son. Echo in the evening foreign base. Where we all sing, we gotta get out of this place. Yeah, look out, Sam, staring down the gun. Running through the jungle that we can't outrun. Far from home, the music gives us grace. And we all sing, we gotta get out of this place.
The Medal of Honor is the highest award for valor in combat given a member of the Armed Forces of the United States. There have been over 3,400 recipients of the nation's highest award. This is one of them. Marine Corps Sergeant Daniel Matthews became a one-man army before being killed. Details after this.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans' Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
Participating in a counterattack against a firmly entrenched and well-concealed North Vietnamese force, Matthews fearlessly advanced in the attack until his squad was pinned down by a murderous sweep of fire from an enemy machine gun. Observing that the deadly fire prevented a corpsman from removing a wounded man in an open area, Matthews worked his way to the base of the hostile machine gun emplacement, leaped onto the rock formation surrounding the gun, and single-handedly charged the hostile emplacement with his rifle. Although severely wounded when the enemy brought a withering hail of fire to bear upon him, he continued his one-man assault, and firing his rifle with deadly effectiveness, succeeded in killing two of the enemy, routing a third, and completely silencing the enemy weapon, thereby enabling his comrades to evacuate the stricken Marine to a safe position. Matthews succumbed to his wounds before aid could reach him.
The Medal of Honor series is a production of Veterans Radio.
Military veterans touch everyone's life. I'm guessing right now you're thinking of a veteran, a close friend, relative. Maybe it's you. Even the toughest of us sometimes need help, but don't know where to turn for support. You don't need special training to help a veteran in your life. We can all help someone going through a difficult time. Learn how you can be there for veterans. Visit VeteransCrisisLine.net. VeteransCrisisLine.net. A message from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
So we're back here on Veterans Radio. Our guest is Jason Moon, and Jason is the founder of WarriorSongs.org, a nonprofit organization where they take veteran stories and they pair up the veteran with songwriters and musicians and singers and so forth and put out these songs that I strongly encourage everybody who's listening today to go to WarriorSongs.org. The music is wonderful. It explains a lot of things. You're getting into the soul of these veterans, men and women, different races, different backgrounds, everything. And they've got a whole series of CDs out there that we're looking at. One was called If You Have to Ask. Then we have Women at War. We have Veterans of Color, Collateral Damage, Native and Indigenous Voices, Broken, one each. And Rainbow Warriors, and then finally Tales from the Combat Zone. So there's a whole section of music available to you. We are obviously focusing on The Last Thing We Ever Do, which is all about Vietnam veterans. Welcoming Jason back after our break.
Just to clarify, those volumes are planned. The ones you just read off are our planned volumes. We have every intention. When this is done, we'll have 11 volumes, and we believe we'll have the most inclusive and eclectic military experience ever documented. Our goal is that no matter what you look like, how you love, who you are, where you come from, color of your skin, what you believe in, where you serve, what your injury is, doesn't matter, you're going to find at least one song in this volume where the person represents you.
Well, that's a tremendous task that you've set for yourself there. But we really like here at Veterans Radio, we love to promote veteran produced music, going all the way back to Michael J. Martin and Sarge Lindgren, and as you mentioned, there's so many other ones out there that we talked about. You mentioned Doug Bradley with his book, We Got to Get Out of This Place, which was the theme song of Vietnam, for the Vietnam veterans. And one of the songs that's in this album that I thought was so powerful was entitled Seeds of Peace. Tell me about Seeds of Peace. If you don't cry during this one, folks.
This changed my life. This song, all these songs do, but this one opened up a new window for me personally, healing in terms of my own moral injury. I went to Vietnam with Chuck Toysh. He was a mortar man with the infantry, fought around Da Nang, and he started a nonprofit called Children's Library International. Since the late 80s, he started going over there by himself, without government support and started trying to rebuild. And so he started building libraries and attaching them to the poorest schools. The listeners don't know, in Vietnam, public school is free till noon, till lunch, and then the kids of means go on for tutoring, and the kids without means, they go back to the field. So these libraries serve as places where these kids can go and grow it, and he focuses on areas that were heavily bombed or affected during the war. So I went back, and it happened to be his 20th anniversary tour. Here we are, and I wish I had my notes in front of me. We're at a Quan Lu Tan restaurant in Duc Phao, Vietnam, and here's Chuck, and he's talking to this NVA soldier who was was the ex-principal of the school he built the library at. And of course, I know they fought against each other, you know, writ large, right? They were on opposite sides of war. But as this meal is progressing, and of course, he's a German from Milwaukee, so we're drinking lots of beer with our Vietnamese friends, and there's about 30 people, 15 from each delegation. And they're in true friendship. They're drinking games, and they're hugging, and they're laughing. And as they progress, it turns out that when they say they fought against each other, they don't mean, you know, just on either side. They start pointing to the hill. Oh, I had my mortar over here, and this guy's forces were over here. They were literally killing each other directly in combat. These people may have had tattoos of their brothers that the other person literally put in the ground. And here they are, 30 years later, laughing, drinking, embracing as brothers, and celebrating building 8 or 9 libraries in the poorest areas of Da Nang that were poor because they were so heavily bombed by us. And they were playing this drinking game, and then I got on the bus, and we'd just gone to the My Lai massacre thing, so that really impacted me. And I took out my pen, and this song just poured on me. So I shared it with Chuck on the bus right there. He was really busy, as you can imagine, taking a tour across Vietnam. But he liked it, so we had this plan to come back to Vietnam, because what I found as an Iraq war veteran is that by witnessing and helping with reconciliation work in Vietnam, I was having healing from my moral injury. And I always thought I would have to go back to Iraq to do that, which is inaccessible to me right now. Because of politics and PTSD, but here I was in Vietnam having this immense healing by helping just, you know, any rebuilding of our destruction. So I in my mind, we were going back to Vietnam. My whole family changed our entire life schedule. We're going back to Vietnam for a year, and I wanted to build reconciliation programs for veterans. We'd take them on 14-day retreats to Vietnam. They could go visit some sites, and they do the retreats there. And then, of course, COVID happened. Mm-hmm. So all of that shuts down, and I'm like, great, I have this wonderful song written in Vietnam. I really want it to be an internet peace song, but I can't get to Vietnam. So I start talking to various people who I know in the music business. The guy who produced Trying to Find My Home, Jonathan Lubner, happens to know this Dutch guy who happens to know Sun Mok of the Saigon, of the International... I want to make sure I say it right. The International Saigon Orchestra. Do you have it on your notes? I want to get it right.
I think it was the...
International Saigon Orchestra. Goodness gracious, I don't have it on here. Anyway, he's this preeminent, you know, he's this very renowned conductor, and he takes some of the best players of Saigon's fine arts community and creates the traditional Vietnamese instruments on this track. At the same time, a school that had an English-speaking competition when I was with Chuck in doing that tour of Vietnam, they lost their funding for their annual scholarship. I had judged a talent competition for the English club where they did skits in English, and I had got to pick the winners as a musician, and so they lost their funding because the Vietnam veteran who always funded them couldn't come because of COVID. And the combat engineer in me just said, no, this isn't happening. So I contacted my board and I said, how about we do a singing competition? And this is how we find the singers. So we held a scholarship competition, and five young singers won, and they got scholarships that year, so they didn't lose their scholarship program. And so Sun Mok went up to Da Nang and brought these young girls from, I wish I could remember the name of the school, but and they got the time of their life. We took them to Da Nang, we bought them dinner, put them up in a great hotel, and they got to sing with the renowned conductor of the Saigon Orchestra directing it, and now they're on an international
song. I was going to ask it, because just let our audience know, you can see a music video of this song on the warriorsong.org website, and it's down below. It's really well done, and I didn't know if it was done in Vietnam or you were doing it with some expatriates that were living here. So it was recorded in Vietnam.
It was recorded. So I recorded my guitar in Madison, Wisconsin. We shipped it to Saigon with Sun Mok, where the instruments were. Then it went up to Da Nang, and then it came back to Wisconsin, where we mixed it all together. And I think it's probably the finest work I've done and some of the most impactful on me, to just have two formerly warring nations, people literally trying to kill each other 30 years ago, working together towards the same goal, to just bring education and opportunity to the children in those communities. It's just, I don't know if that's all I do with the rest of my life.
Well, it is certainly something to be proud of. So let's take we're gonna go right to that song right now, play it out for you folks. So here is Seeds of Peace.
Let us build, let us grow.
When the seeds of peace, reap what we sow. Let us sing together, so the world will know.
Let us build, let us grow.
Let us create where we once destroyed. Replace the landmines with books and toys. Sorry for singing and the battle's noise. Let us create where we once destroyed. Let us hope and let us pray. The
Jason, that is one of the most powerful songs I have heard in a long time. That was awesome.
The United Saigon Orchestra. I want to make sure I say it right.
Okay. United Saigon Orchestra.
As soon as COVID lifts, we have already begun work with, we've consulted with Dr. Ed Tick and a few other people who've gone back to Vietnam. We will be creating 14-day healing retreats where we want to take three or four Vietnam veterans, three or four next generation, other generation veterans back to Vietnam and work with the community. And as soon as I get back, I want to go back and play some songs. Sunset, he'd tour of Vietnam and do a couple shows.
They
are also excited about this song from their side as much as I am.
I would think so. I know we're running up against the clock now, and as we include these songs and kind of condensing it down, I'm going to have to do some editing at some point. But I wanted you to pick out one of the songs that is left that you would really like to talk about.
One song is left. I think probably one of the ones I would like to talk about is Cracks and Patches. This is the difficult song.
Okay.
I was lucky enough to know Brent McKinnon, or Mac, they call him. He's a wonderful author. He's a Vietnam vet, of course, and he's a Marine veteran. And he is currently dying of Agent Orange cancer as we speak. He has terminal cancer, untreatable, and he's just, waiting out his final days on this earth. But he's an author, and he agreed to give testimony to two of my oldest friends and musical partners that I started playing with back in freshman year of college, however long ago that was, Aaron Baron, Paul Lesnesky. So just that, the honesty and the self-acceptance that comes from that injury of Agent Orange poisoning to honor us with them, his last words in this song. We don't know how much time he's left, but it's finite. And we all are finite, but his is ending soon. So
yeah,
the honesty and the sincerity, and I think it just helps all of us who served in war, Iraq, we're all going to go a little earlier because of the stress and because of the burn pits and because of all this stuff. And so it's something that we all as veterans are going to have to come to terms with.
Yeah, yes, it is. When you think about the experience, whether it was, 2 days or 20 years in the service, and the things that you're exposed to and the people that you're exposed to, the stress that you're constantly exposed to, it takes its toll. And it's like the tires, you're running down the tread. People my age right now are saying the warranty is starting to run out on some of our body parts. And so we just have to be cautious. But I think that I would suggest to our audience to go to warriorsongs.org, get this album, get some of the other albums that Jason has produced. And I think it's going to give you peace, and it's going to give you an opportunity to see that you are not the only one. And this is what I thought Jason was addressing earlier on. Even though in Vietnam, the difference between that and now is that we went over as individuals and we came back as individuals, but we finally found each other again. And I think that you're going to find strength in this music. And I suggest that you find strength by reaching out to some of the other veterans in wherever it is that you live, because they can help you. And, you don't have to necessarily go to the VA. You don't necessarily have to go to, to therapy or anything like that. And I'm not, downplaying that at all. But the idea is that the first Vietnam veterans meeting that I went to was 35 years after I got out of the service. And I went in and I looked around the room and I said, holy mackerel, we all look alike. And I said, I think this is where I belong and I've been there for a long time now. But that's what these things do. These talk about this music reaches out to us and it's going to pull you in. And I think it's going to make you feel better about yourself and about what we did there. And,
I'd just like to reiterate that all of our products and music is free to veterans. And this includes if you are a civilian and you have a veteran that you think needs help, just give us their address and say that, and we will send it for free. since 2010, we've given out 50,000 copies of this CD, and we've prevented 34 confirmed suicide. That's confirmed from the individual. So
that's pretty powerful. So how do we help out? How can our audience help you guys?
You can go to warriorsongs.org, and that's where you can see all of the stuff and listen to the songs. You can pre-order the CD. It comes out August 8th. But you can pre-order it, or you can buy it when it comes out. It'll be out on iTunes and Amazon and everywhere music is. So you can make a donation there if you'd like. We have a so if you're a veteran, you just go and you download it, and you put $0 and 0 cents, and it's free. And if you're a civilian, you're on the honor system, and you put in whatever you want. You know, if it's $1, $10, $1,000, don't matter, whatever you want. It all goes to our programming. Everyone at Warrior Songs is a volunteer. There's no paid salary, so it all goes to how we give them away for free. So that's
right.
You can listen to volume 1, 2, and 3 on the site and get those and learn more about our retreats and the outreach I do. If you're someone who has community access, you can contact me and I'll come out to your community and we can work on I travel all over the country. I do songwriting workshops with veterans. I do my presentations and concerts. So that's another way you can get me involved in your community.
Well, I think it's a great idea. And
I love Ann Arbor.
We're going to bring you. We'll bring you out here, I think the guys down here would really enjoy. The men and women in our organization would enjoy being able to talk to you. We have started a program out here we call "There I Was," and starting to record stories of everybody, and it's been so. Some of these guys says I hadn't told that story in years, and then we had relatives that started showing up at our recordings, and I never knew that about Dad or about Mom. Anything
that's
we can do,
how we carry it, right? We carry it for 35 years, thinking no. But that's the. If there's one thing I could leave your viewers with, I know you got to add some stuff, but that's where the suicide comes from. The isolation and the idea that we can't share this pain, but what pain? The pain that we feel we have to carry by ourselves. We let veterans, when we find ways for veterans to creatively get this off their chest, they begin to heal. They come out of that isolation. That's where the suicide prevention begins. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
These stories just show up, hear them. The veterans know they're not alone. They stop carrying it. We all carry it.
Mm-hmm.
These wars were fought in the names of every single American. And every
That's right.
American.
So we're helping everybody carry the load. So I want to thank Jason Moon for being on Veterans Radio today. The album is The Last Thing We Ever Do. You can get it at warriorsongs.org. There's music videos on there of some of the songs and all the other CDs that has been produced. Jason, thank you so very much for being on Veterans Radio.
Thank you so much, Dale, and we'll see you in about 2 years. You have me back on when Veterans of Color comes out?
Absolutely.
Talk about that. All right. All right. Thanks a lot, friend.
Thank you very much. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's Veterans Radio program. That was, I found it fascinating to listen to Jason Moon talk about his organization, warriorsongs.org. Go there. Check out their CDs, watch their videos. I think you're going to really find a friend that maybe it'll help you out a little bit. So this is the end of Veterans Radio. We're going to go out with one of their songs called Welcome to the World. Until next week, you are dismissed.
I woke up this morning in a far foreign land. Left my lady crying.